Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. I'm your host and superfan, Andrea Ritter, and this season is our global family reunion where we will explore transformation, health and wellness, and how we can unite to save our planet. We hope you are inspired. Thank you for joining. In this episode of the Wonder Life Podcast, I am so excited to share one of my very favorite people and one of my very favorite segments of the Wonder Health Age and Vitality Summit from 2020. Jackie Carr brought down the house as we completed our summit last year, right around this time. So get ready for the ride of your life. And honestly, she will help you to think about who you are and who you're becoming to leave the legacy that will change the world. We hope you enjoy the show.
Everyone, we're going to be talking about your legacy thus far, and your legacy you're creating. And we're going to end with a vision meditation for the future. And I'm so excited to be sharing this work with you. It rocked me when I started this work over 12 years ago. And I'm honored to lead it for the world. As Andrea said, I'm a goals coach and a speaker. I'm also a mother. I want you to know I found my computer in the oven of my child's kitchen before I dialed in. So that was really fun hide and seek game for mom. I was listening on my phone for a while until I found it. Times are very interesting right now, as we've been hearing. And I want to share with you an idea, and I would like to bring you guys on to the chat if you're open to participation. I'm used to speaking to people. I love seeing Brad listening in, got Abby's beautiful face. Mary's got this gorgeous canyon she's rafting through. Hi, everyone. Jennifer, Jared, I loved your talk. So great to see you again. And what I want to ask y'all first to think about is what the word legacy means. What does the word legacy mean to you? Feel free to write it in the chat. Some examples I've experienced in my own life would be the mark I'm leaving on the earth, what people remember about me when I'm gone. Legacy, legacy. Legacy is, take a moment to think about legacy as a defined word. Legacy. I remember learning about the word legacy and saying, oh, I can handle that later. That's later in life. We've got a couple definitions. Christina says the living systems we leave for others to participate with once we're no longer on the planet. Chris says positive impact to others. Abby says the lasting impression I leave on the people I've met and how the world looks different now that it did when I was born. Beautiful. Shining your light. What you leave behind, that which I leave behind to make the world or someone else's life better, safer, more peaceful. I love that, Susan. These are beautiful definitions. I think these gift us space to explore what we're up to be doing the light shining, the impression leaving. I want to offer you a new definition today. I want to offer you the suggestion that your legacy is now, and now, and now, and now. Your legacy is a continuation, a continued impact of everything you do and don't do, everything you say and don't say, all those yeses and all those nos, and the ability to recognize that your legacy isn't something that just happens. So take for a moment one more thought. Who do you think of when I say legacy? Who comes to mind? This could be a grandparent, anyone. Who comes to mind when I say legacy? I often thought of Martin Luther King Jr. I love Oprah. Oh my gosh, can we talk about the Queen? I think of Andrea. I think of the mark she's left on us this weekend. So go ahead and take a moment to think of who do you think of when I say legacy. Yeah, me and Susan think MLK. Grandmas are in there. Moms are in there. How cool. Mother, mama. I have two children. That feels big to hear. So I've asked this question numerous times as I talk about legacy, and only one time in my life has anybody ever answered me. Not me, Jackie Carr, but me, them. They said, I think of myself. I said, yes, finally, you thinking of you. It is time for us to step in to think about the legacy we've left already. I think perhaps like me and Susan with Martin Luther King, I think a lot of us probably think of the dream speech. But when I watched, there was a really great Hollywood film called Selma. When I watched the work and the churches and basements he spoke in and the walks he participated in to get to the dream speech, that was his legacy already in action. That was his legacy in flow. And I remember learning legacy is now. And I don't know if a couple of you might feel this way, but I heard my stomach churn a bit. Maybe my sweet butt tightened a little bit because I wasn't actually happy with all the legacies I've been leaving all over the place. And so speaking of the Rainbow Bridge, I am a Hoosier. Hello, my Indiana hearts. I went to IU. My family's from Indiana. Hello, California hearts. I moved to Colorado from LA. Good to be back with you sunshiny people. And hello, Colorado. I've been here 5 years, never leaving. I love this connection of Wonder Health. It feels very close to my heart. And yet when I look at where I've been, California, Indiana, the IU days, I kind of delete a couple of those on purpose. And then of course here, these, I can look at the marks I've left. Some of you have definitions of your impressions on other people, the lasting love people have felt around you, the way you've made the world better. Listen, sometimes I feel legacy gets this ginormous pressure zone of like, make it big or else. Your legacy could have been a friendship you had that lasted a year, and that was beautiful and gorgeous and purposeful, and now it's done. I have many of those that changed my life, but they in my life anymore. They still exist in Nashville, over here, over there, but our legacies have been transmuted because of who we were for one another. And so this recognition that our legacy is now creates a sense of personal responsibility. And if you're like me and you have this, oh my God, that's too big. Hold on a second. Just wait a minute. Because Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, give it up for Jill. She's the best. She's a neuroscientist. She has an incredible TED Talk and a book. And she says, please, please take responsibility for the energy you bring into this space. I have it framed next to me. I bring it to every workshop. Because I check myself, similar to what Jennifer shared earlier, I pause and check in. How's my energy? How am I being personally responsible for my mark moment to moment to moment? And then I check myself before I wreck myself often, sometimes before, sometimes after, and I realize that I am the designer of my legacy. I'm the designer of my days. I'm the designer of my vision of our future together. And so this space where we can check in and recognize legacy is now allows us to put ourselves on the list when you think of legacy. So I want you all to take a moment and write down your legacy thus far. This could look similar to the types of exercises people do when they write their obituary. But this is a living legacy. What legacy have you left thus far? We've met incredible people. Dr. Nicole's teaching us how to sync our cycle. The ladies last night taught us how to redefine beauty. Andrea's here allowing us to step into curiosity and wonder about our own well-being, our own vitality. So write down your legacy thus far. This could also look like your accomplishments. And this could also look like your failures and how you pivoted and who you became. This could look like the people in your life. Perhaps the people you've created. It could look like people you've taught. Your legacy thus far. Take a moment to think about what your best friend would say about you, your partner, your mama, your grandmother. What would they say your legacy is thus far? On them? On the world? It's cool to see what you've been up to. It's cool to recognize your legacy is alive and well now. Might make you emotional. Might make you think twice. I see you, Andrea. I'm a Cancer moon. I get it. So listen, to detour for a hot minute, I remember learning about legacy is now, hitting the panic button for a second. And I wanted to redo some things, perhaps have some conversations that I didn't mean to have or that I needed a take two on. And I realized I need some type of system to support me to understand and check in more often on the legacy of my design. Your body is innately intelligent. Your body is brilliant. Borrow that if needed. My body is brilliant. I will listen. That's something great to take away. Because here's the deal. When your legacy is out of alignment, or perhaps you want to leave a different tone, perhaps you want to change it up, shake it up, or perhaps you haven't taken the time in a long time to celebrate yourself. I could look at a lot of you and ask this question. Have you celebrated yourself lately? And a lot of you would look away. You wouldn't look me in the eyeball. You would avoid. Me too. I forget. I forget to celebrate myself and what I've been up to. You've all been up to a lot of things. I know it because you're here. So I'm celebrating you right now. And yet if there's something you still want to do, we're never done. We're all alive. Our heart is beating. So this is where sometimes my legacy can make me feel like I want to be doing more. Or my legacy could say, oh, I wish you would have stayed friends with that person. Your body will tell you what's up. You will either listen to or feel a trigger. It's called body triggers. I already told you one of mine. I'm a butt clencher, y'all. I clench my butt in times of anxiety or panic. Or if my husband is calling me out for being late again, or if I've said something that I didn't mean to say, immediate clench. I know some of you are clenched right now. Go ahead. Take a minute to unclench yourself. It feels so good. Some of you will be wearing shoulder earrings. Your shoulders will be right here. Instead of these cute purple things, it's your big shoulders. And you're like, oh, I'm here. I'm here to deliver the speech. And you're perhaps in reaction instead of response. Some of you might feel heavy. I had a client that told me that when she was out of alignment, she felt like she was wearing 67 jackets. So I said, that's a lot of jackets. Take a couple of those off. These body triggers allow you to check in on your intuition, on your alignment, on the legacy and mark you're leaving in the world. In my line of work, we check in if we're in choice or not. A lot of us will check in these days and perhaps say, I'm not in choice. I can't go outside in quarantine. And yet you can be in choice with your mindset. You can be in choice with the mark you're leaving by FaceTiming a friend or taking a bath at 2 p.m. because you can. I hope some of you are in the bathtub right now. I listened to Adria from the shower. I was resilient while washing my hair. And so I think it's a beautiful place to be in choice. And when we're not in choice, your body will let you know. It will sound an alarm. This has become my checks and balances system. This has become a way to look, shoulder earrings, clench, white knuckle. I get this 11 in between my eyebrows and she goes deep, that 11. My husband will come over and literally be like, oh, hello. And like rub between my eyebrows. This is where we're able to allow our body to support us in legacy design from a place of choice. And also knowing that when we can get into these places of overwhelm or reaction, we can have a plan. When your butt is clenched, where do you go? Create what I call a shift list. A shift list are tried and true practices to bring you back into your body, bring you back into choice. Your shift list, Andrea, will look different than mine, than Jennifer's and Susan's and Chris's. My shift list does include John Mellencamp, though, which is quite fun for my Indiana people. I have a playlist that brings me back to choice. And I know every word of every song. I put that on. I also have a breath practice. I have a choice to get barefoot anytime I want. You can go hide somewhere, take your shoes off, put your feet on the earth, and then come back out. It takes 12 seconds. This is ways we get responsible for our energy, responsible for the legacy we're leaving moment to moment to moment by checking in on our energy more often than not, by knowing that we're the designers, that we belong on the list with Martin and Oprah and Mama. You're right there with them. You have gifts to offer. We have to know and get ourselves in choice to be able to offer those gifts and leave a legacy we're proud of, we're inspired by, that we've designed. And so part of your homework will be to start to write the legacy you would like to be leaving and believing, by the way, the one you want to believe and leave. It takes us believing in ourselves. And so write it out. You've looked at what you've done already. Perhaps celebrate yourself this evening. I so hope you do. Maybe right now you just pat yourself on the back or cheer for yourself. And then write down, what do you want to do? You're alive. There's a beautiful quote by Howard Thurman that says, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. And I love that quote because sometimes I don't feel alive. Some days are harder than others. Some days I forget that I have gifts to offer. And so I get into my shift. I go outside for a breath of air. I listen to a damn good song and I come back to my purpose. I come back into wonder about what can I do today to design the legacy that I want to be leaving. And so you get to write down, what can I do? And Andrea and I spoke that this is at any time in your life. I would have loved this information in high school. My butt was so clenched, I don't even think I had one anymore in high school. The ability to have tools to be on purpose. And the ability to know that we're not done. At any age, my parents sat together and they vision boarded recently. I love that for them. My dad's retired. My mother is retiring and they're asking what's next. My mother's signing up for a coaching training because she wants to be a coach. She's been a PE teacher for 38 years. And now she's going to learn how to coach people to build the retirement of their dreams. How cool. And my dad's going to play golf. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. And I love that for both of them. And so the ability to understand that the design of your days not only matters to you, but it matters to us. The reason I lead this work is so that my young children, ages 1 and 3, 2 girls, oh man, they're powerful and wild. So my young children can see you leading by example, as well as myself. So they can see Andrea creating a summit virtually online when, oh my God, what just happened to the earth? We're still coming for you with the wisdom and knowledge in the community. And so Evie and Nora can say, how cool, look what she did. I can do that too. How cool, look what he did. I can try that as well. We lead by example. Our gifts as goals we create into the world, create your legacy, create possibility for yourself and others. And so we're going to do that as we explore this space of where we're going. Because as we're in the now, right, as we're in a space, whatever day you're listening in, you might have a to-do list. You might have showered today, you might have not. Wherever you are, we can get really caught up in the details. Goals are details, by the way, goals to get there, get to our legacy of our design. And the ability to understand that a vision is a snapshot in the future that we can go to any time to remember what we desire, what we dream, what we want for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren, for the future generations, for the world. The reason we vision is to remove constraints of the now. A lot of us love a good vision. It's fun to dream, vision board, and cut out snapshots in magazines of travels I want to take, of hikes I want to take, whatever that may be. And yet visioning allows us possibility. And so when we talk about designing our days, sometimes our days might feel restricted. And so we go to a place that has possibility so we can see a snapshot in time, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years in the future, however far you want to go. For the sake of our conversation, I'm going to go a year. I want us to go to April 2021. That's 1 year from today. So if you'll join me, you can close your eyes. Unclench all the clenched, your hands, maybe give them a shake. Roll your shoulders, shift from side to side. Wiggle your toes, maybe roll your neck. Oh, that was a good breath. Whoever did that one, good one. And when ready, I want you to see yourself walking down a path. You don't need to know why you're in this beautiful field with this gorgeous path. You get to walk and feel with every step you get lighter. Feel the sun on your skin. Feel the fresh air. The beauty of meditation is our brain doesn't know the difference. So we can go wherever we want. In front of you is a large building as you're walking. It shocks you a bit, and yet you walk towards it. You feel pulled to open the front door. And it's unlocked, so you step in, and there is an elevator waiting for you. Go ahead and step into the elevator. And it starts to rise, and it takes you up floor after floor after floor. And slowly it stops, and the doors open. And there on the other side is a beautiful, gorgeous wooden door waiting for you. You go to open the door and it's locked. So you give it a knock. You can hear rustling on the other side. As the door begins to open, you recognize the human form on the other side is you. It's you 1 year in the future. It's you in the year 2021. And they say, come in, let me give you the tour. You can be anywhere you want to be, at home. That portal might open to a big old beach. You could be on a stage, sharing your voice. You could be with your family, ready for dinner. Wherever you want to be, go there and take the tour. Look around. What does it feel like there? Are there others with you? These could be people, pets, plants. Who's there? What does it smell like there? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing? What are you getting up to? Don't forget to look up to the left, to the right, to the floor. Do you have shoes on? Take a moment in this space to look at what inspires you. See yourself in the future. Do you inspire you? Are you happy? Are you peaceful? Are you on purpose? As this is a quick future trip, your future self takes you back to the gorgeous door you entered. And they stand there, and you can acknowledge them any way you desire. Handshake, hug, high five. And if you desire, ask them a question and say, the body's innately intelligent. Listen to what they say. Go ahead and ask. And as it's time to go, the door opens and the elevator's waiting. You can say goodbye, see you soon. And you step on the elevator and it begins to go down again, slowly, gracefully. And arrives to the ground floor. And you step out and you can open your eyes again back to the current moment in 2020. Back to the space where you get to create. Where you get to design your legacy. Take time to write down what you saw, what you heard. My wise future self, she looks me dead in the eyes. She's softer than I am. I love that about her. And she says, honey, please slow down. Or you're gonna miss it. And I say, I'll try. Every time I tell her I'll try, which is so great because I do, I really do try. And just like Jennifer said, I have been rushing around in my life. And I go to the future often to remember to slow down because every time I go to the future, my children are older and the world looks different. And I've been a part of that, whether that's sustainability in the earth, whether that's supporting my partner's beautiful vision, whether it's a book I've written. This is where we allow ourselves to dream. When it can get really daunting in the present moment, go to the top of the mountain and see the bigger view. We have both sides of our brain, the details brain and the vision brain. They're both there for you. This is where we integrate the work. And designing our legacy is in the now, inspired by a vision we saw and created, is where we get on purpose with our path. And on that path is where I want to meet you. On that path is where my children and I will cheer you on every step of the way because I want to see what you do. I want to see your goals come to life because you're here on purpose. We all are here at this weird ass time on purpose. We exist together with our own gifts to offer. And Andrea knows this, no matter what age, no matter what time, this is where we get vital by honoring our energy, our shifts, where we desire to go, and choosing to maybe get a bit uncomfortable and design our legacy our own way. I am honored to share this work with you. I am honored to remind you that you are a legacy designer. And I'm so happy to have been a part of this beautiful virtual summit from Indiana to Colorado to California to every state we're touching. And I thank you. I'll get on purpose right next to you. Thank you, Andrea, for having me. It's an honor.
I would love to speak. Jackie Carr, oh my God.
This has been a Speak.Studio exclusive.